This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a new thing happening in Albuquerque as of a couple of days ago. As of New Year's Day, everybody gets to ride city buses for free instead of the dollar that it usually costs. $3 million from the city's federal pandemic relief money is paying for the year-long experiment, something that has been done, it should be said, in a couple of other cities, but Albuquerque is by far the biggest. Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports on how it's going.
Albuquerque's west side is home to a lot of people we've come to know as essential workers.
From teachers to police to fire to restaurant workers.
Lan Senna represented this area in city council for the last 18 months. I met her at the Central and Insur Transit Center, which she says connects a lot of Westsiders to those important jobs and greater economic opportunity.
And through our Zero Fares program, they'll have greater access to that.
In a typical year, Albuquerque's transit system provides about 9 million rides, mostly to low-income people. That number took a nosedive during the pandemic. Senna says the hope is that Zero Fare will get riders back on the bus and give them a break.
These families are really living by the penny. Some of these folks are having to really think twice about their food, about their rent.
Folks like Steven Rios, who's taking the bus home from his job at a local burger and burrito chain.
I do make tips over there at Twisters.
And now, he'll be able to sock away more of that tip money instead of spending it on bus fare.
I'm trying to save up money, and I think it'll benefit and like help me out in that sense.
But he also worries the zero fare system could make the bus less safe.
To be honest, it makes me feel kind of scared for the bus drivers.
This is a common concern when cities consider ditching transit fees, that making buses and trains more accessible will also make them magnets for crime. But in some cities, it's had the opposite effect.
Our incident rates on our vehicles actually went down significantly.
Robbie Mackinnon heads up Kansas City's Transportation Authority. He says waiving fees at the start of the pandemic also eliminated the most common source of conflict on city buses, fare box disputes.
And what first started me down this path is, look, I'm not going to put our operators in danger over $1.50.
Plus, Mackinnon sees zero fare transit as a tool to reduce crime and advance equity by connecting people in need with jobs, housing, and services.
This isn't about just putting four tires on a street and going from A to B. You got to take the blinders off, and you have got to weave yourself into the community fabric.
More and more American cities are thinking about their transit systems that way, according to Robert Fuentes, who heads up the Eno Center for Transportation.
Even before the coronavirus, there are a number of transit systems that were thinking about what would happen if we didn't charge people for using the bus and we treated it like an essential service.
The pandemic expedited that paradigm shift and created a natural experiment, with some cities putting federal relief funds towards zero-fare pilot programs.
But that money does run out, and so there are enormous fiscal cliffs that are coming up in a couple of years.
Transit systems will have to prove to their local governments that zero fare is worthwhile, and Puentes says that will require them to boost ridership.
It's not an if-you-build-it-they-will-come kind of scenario. We've got to make sure that the network is providing the services that people need to make it a mode of choice.
That would have the added benefit of reducing vehicle emissions that contribute to climate change.
This bus is serving Route 777 Green Line.
But in New Mexico, getting Burqueños out of their cars and onto public transit could be an uphill battle. Julian Gonzalez usually drives to work, but is taking the bus today out of necessity.
It's just somebody's using the car today, that's why.
With the zero fare system and the rising price of gas, he says public transit is looking more attractive. But
it's hard to get away from your automobile when you're used to your automobile. Back then, when I took the bus, I couldn't drive yet, so actually every day I took the bus. But now when you can drive.
It would take major structural improvements to get Gonzalez riding the bus regularly. Things like faster service, expanded routes, and better security. In Albuquerque, I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.